it's water flowing through there. And it's like 2 months out of the year. I think it was July and August or somewhere around there that they have rain out there, which is hard to imagine. They've got rain when you go out there. It's the driest place on the face of the earth. The dry heat's a lie, folks. It's hot. I don't know about that. It's still hot. It's just hot and your throat burns because it's so, there's no moisture. But so the rain comes down. One thing that was interesting, he said that it not only just falls in the immediate area that it pours into there, but the way that the whole valley is formed and where it is, water comes from 10, 15, 20, 30, 100 miles away. It flows down into this area. So they said while we were in there, they said right now there's somebody sitting 5 miles out, somebody sitting 15 miles out, or some random distances. They're just sitting in a chair, literally, making sure there's not a rainstorm somewhere else because they have to clear the canyon out. If it starts raining, everybody's getting out. They had some people die in there. I think back in the 90s, he told us. He said it was like some French tourist and a Navajo guide, obviously, in there. And the only one survived was a Navajo guide because he knew how to climb straight up. The other guys didn't know, so they didn't get out. And so that's what forms this thing, is these massive torrential rains. And Jeffrey, back it back up, and let's find one that shows some of the wall. I didn't have one specifically. But what happens is the rain comes through, and it's sandstone. I thought it was a harder rock than that, but he said it's just like a red sandstone. And he said, you know, if you were to take a bottle of water and pour on it and rub it, it's going to start rubbing away. You know, you could actually physically see the erosion right there, which they obviously didn't want us to do that. But if you look close, and when you're in the canyon, you see it's got all these little divots in it. It's not as smooth as it just appears. When you're closer to it, and when you're in it, you can see all these little potholes in it. And he said, this is where rocks and tree limbs and just, I don't know how many trees are out there, but there were some limbs and stuff like that were coming through. He said, as that water comes through, just smashes the walls, you know, and it'll break off, you know, some of those little tips. It'll break off stuff and, you know, puncture holes in it. And it looks a little bit different after every rainfall. After every time it rains, every time it floods, he said, the canyon changes a little bit. He's seen it change in his lifetime, and he was, you know, probably in his 20s. You see the lady in the wind there, behind her head, he said, originally was solid. And I don't know if he remembered that or he just knew that it was. But a little pinhole got put in it, and then water just started forcing itself through it and get bigger. And he said, eventually it'll be gone. Eventually the lady in the wind won't be there anymore. Eventually it'll look different than that. So I'm thinking about this as this water is forming this canyon, just like our life forms us. Just like we look the way we look because of the life that we've walked, the things that God has brought us through, the things that God has walked us through. Some are traumatic events, some are floods, some are these things like this. Some of them are all light rain. Some of them are good for it. Some of them seem very painful, very difficult, very hard to walk through. But they all form who we are. Your life and where you've been and how you've walked is formed where you guys are at right now. Some good things, some bad things. Same thing as this side. Some good things, some bad things. Everything has formed who we are. But when you step away from it, in the midst of the flood, Thor told us that when it floods, sometimes they'll go down there and look at it. You know, they'll get down there because they know what they're doing. They'll kind of climb down to the top of it and they'll watch the water. And he said, man, he would tell us, like, when the flood comes, you one big room, if you saw one room that we were all kind of standing in together, it looked a little bit bigger. He said, what happens is the water gets in this big, almost like a washing machine kind of thing, and it just spins right here because it's got a big, and then it shoots off. And he says, scary looking at it, you know, when you're in there. And when we walk through those things, and those storms, immediately, if you just go in that canyon, if you look at your life, you're like, this is a mess, this is scary, I don't know how this is ever going to work. Look at all this stuff that's in here, all this debris that's floating in here, all the sand that's floating in here. He said that, yeah, that's one of those larger rooms. He said the water just swirls in there. And then it'll finally shoot back out. And it hits this wall and hits this wall. You can imagine what it does. It goes through there to form this. So, and it uncovers a layer. A little bit at a time. You see all the lines. It's a layer. That's another layer that got uncovered. You know, if you could go back however many hundreds of years or however many it is and say, this was this year, this was this year. It's almost like the rings on a tree or something, you know. But what it's creating is something very, very beautiful. It's creating this amazing, beautiful thing that people want to come see. Sometimes we think that destructive storms or these storms are meant to destroy us, but they're actually creating a beautiful landscape that God wants to show off to others. And it's hard to see in the midst of the storm, and all the storms look different. Some were more violent than others. I think there was a storm in 2003, 2006. I can't remember my dates. I've got so many dates from our trip. But they had to shut the whole thing down for like 5 months. It was massive flooding. And what happens is all this debris gets in there. And it was interesting because he said, you know, all these guides kind of maintain it. They maintain this canyon. That's all their job. There's hundreds of them that do it. And they kind of make sure. He said, actually, at the bottom of it, after a storm, all that sand that we're standing on, he said, the bottom of it's actually a V. He said, all the sand that you're walking on, we kick in here so that you can walk without turning your ankle. He said, because it doesn't naturally just flow flat. It makes this V. He said, if you were to pull all this sand up or water were to wash through here, you'd see this, it'd be this V-shaped deal all the way through, which made sense, you know, when you're thinking about it. He said, what they do is they go along the top. You know, there's a couple hundred of them out there after storms, and they're kicking dirt or sand down into it to make that flat area so people can pass through it. But he showed us, as you walk through there, you'd see some places that were real, they weren't as pretty. They had rocks, and it looked like literally they had been concreted to the wall. And they were piled up, and boulders and stuff piled up. He said, man, that's where you know, some of these storms come. And he said, it literally concretes this stuff to the wall. You can't get it off. You have to blast it off. He said, but some of the stuff, you know, we can clean out. You know, there was tumbleweed, a few little things of tumbleweed down in there while we were in there. But he said, after a storm, you've got logs and tons of rocks and all this debris that has come and been left over from this storm. They have to clean it out. If they don't clean it out, then couple things will happen. Obviously, people can't pass through, and this is how a lot of these people make their living, is taking people like me that want to see this through there. I mean, it's just kind of, it's a tourist thing. But also, the canyon won't flow right anymore. The water won't flow through it like it will if it's not there. So one of the reasons I think personally this canyon is as pristine as it is because for decades, these people have made sure this canyon is clear of debris and junk. By them doing that, it's allowed this beautiful looks, and it's very, very natural, but you, in the natural, it wouldn't have stayed that way. I don't think, and he didn't tell me this, I'm just knowing that had they not been here to clean this thing out, because he said they work their tails off every time. After it's monsoon's over, the waters die down, they get in there and they start working. They have to clean everything out. Have to get it back. He was showing us some of those ladders. One of the ladders that I think one of the ones that Noah and Madeline were going up, it had gotten knocked all the way out of the rock and was folded up against another rock. That's how much power was in this water. So, thinking about this canyon as us, what is clogging up our life? There's things that happen. There's stuff left over. When you have an event in your life, you guys are in the midst of cleaning up debris in your life. You're in the midst of, you had a storm. That's why we're here. Something's happened. Something's drove you here. And there's logs and there's rocks and there's everything in your canyon. And if you leave it there, it'll just build up and build up and build up, and this canyon will become impassable. If you don't deal with it, it will change, totally change what it looks like. You have to deal with things. Stuff happens. Stuff happens in our life. Good things happen. Bad things happen. Everyday life happens. God wants us to deal with things. He wants to help us deal with those things. If we don't, we change what we're supposed to look like. Yeah, that ladder got tore off. So we have to do that because this canyon has a purpose. This canyon actually has multiple purposes. The first purpose, if you would think, is like tourism. Yes, people want to go through this canyon. Yes, people want to see it. But there's more purpose to what this canyon does. It cannot fill its purpose unless we maintain. We cannot fill our purpose unless we maintain what God has given us. If we neglect our duty, we and others will suffer. So this canyon, I don't know if this is where I was going to tell it. Go ahead and go to the end of it. There was a one slide past the last one I showed. Perfect. This is a bigger view of Antelope Canyon. And if you'll notice, it's really, really dark. That darkness is water. This canyon flows into Lake Powell. Lake Powell is formed by the Colorado River. So half of the canyon is dry. You can walk through it. But if you keep going into the canyon, you're eventually going to hit water. It's several miles from where we went in, if you went the other direction, it's going to go into this lake. It's a drainage ditch. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous drainage ditch, is what Antelope Canyon is. If it's not there to collect water and feed water into Lake Powell feeds millions of people water. It churns electricity. It makes a place that is totally unlivable. If you've been to Page, Arizona, it is not a place you want to be without some water. It makes a place that's uninhabitable, inhabitable. But it takes hundreds of canyons like this to feed it. If those canyons get blocked up, it diverts it somewhere else, and Lake Powell is not as large as it. It's the second largest, and it's technically a man-made lake, but it feeds in the Colorado. Second largest man-made lake in the country. I read something right now, it's technically got the most water in it of any man-made lake because whatever the big one is by Las Vegas is down. So it holds 10 years worth of water. It's a massive lake. We got to ride on it. I didn't want to bore you with more family pictures, but we rode on it. It was really cool. And you're riding along there and say, yeah, it's 400 feet deep here. Now, I'm used to being on Lake Redoubt, and you're like, man, this baby's deep at 100 feet. You know, it's 400 feet deep. And it was down like 20, 30, 40, 50 feet. I can't remember what it was. The canyon has a purpose. We have a purpose. Things can get dropped into our life that divert our purpose. God is wanting to mold us just like that potter in that clay. And He's going to allow pressure to be put on us from the outside and from the inside. When a potter is working on a wheel, they don't just have their hand one place. Not that I've watched them a lot, but I have seen ghosts. And you've got the hand on the outside and on the inside, right? Sorry. Young people won't even get that. That's right. But it's pressure. And you have pressure from the outside and the inside. You have pressure from the world, but then God kind of applies a little pressure inside here sometimes, called the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's going to push back and say, okay, this is what we need to do now. And then God's going to use the world. Now, God doesn't, I'm not getting into this thing where God sends all this bad stuff. I'm not saying that. But God can use anything. He can use bad stuff. He can use those difficult times in your life. He can use those times that you're in the Blake House and you're like, okay, God, what are you doing with me right now? He's cleaning debris out of your canyon because you've got purpose. He's got something for you to do. He's got something that He has designed that only you can do. This is the only canyon in the world that looks like this. There's another one called, this was the Lower Antelope Canyon. There's an Upper Antelope Canyon that looks different. It's deeper, it's wider, it's got these big massive light beams that come down. It looks different. It kind of looks the same. You're the only person in the world that can do what God's called you to do, the way that He's called you to do it. Now you can get into the thing where if you neglect what God wants, He will still get it done, but He won't get it done the way He wanted to get it done with you. If we let our canyon fill up, if we let our hearts fill up with the debris of the storms in our life, then it's going to change what we look like. Are we still saved? Yeah. Does He still love us? Absolutely. But are we going to look the way He wants us to look? Are we going to fulfill the purpose that He wants us to fulfill? And we're not. What flows through us can give life to others. I think I covered that. That was what I was going to say about Lake Powell. Let God flow through you for the good of others. Yes, it's for you, but it's for other people too. Because if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, if I didn't speak tonight, somebody else would have spoke tonight. They would have. But God probably wanted me to speak tonight. I feel like He did. You would have gotten a good message. You would have gotten a good message from Brett. You would have gotten a good message from Nick. You got a good message from Graham. But maybe God wanted me to speak tonight because maybe somebody's in here and they've got a bunch of stuff clogging up their canyon, their heart, and they need to let it go. But you don't just let it go. You've got to work. Those guys, they said they worked their tails off. Can you imagine being in that canyon and you got this big old whatever's floated in there from 20 miles off up a mountain somewhere, and no good way to get it out. This was not an easy place to get in and out of. Had they not had those ladders, and some of those shots, you see the little handholds where before they had ladders, they had to rappel down in there. Like used to, when you first got in there, you had to rappel down into it back in the before it became a tourist thing and they put ladders in and stuff. Yeah, see next to Madeline's left arm, you see those little holes? They had cut those out right there. It's work. It was a lot of work. Cleaning debris out of our life and just like, okay, God, let it go. Now, sometimes God makes us work for it. God wants us to be intentional about what we're doing. Intentionally. God, I've got this thing in my heart that's clogging me up. I've got this animosity. I've got this anger. I've got this unforgiveness. I've got this, I'm mad at you, God, about something. That's in our heart. Sometimes you have to be intentional. You have to work and be intentional about getting rid of that. You have to address it. So many things we don't address. We don't address these issues that we've got in our heart. We just think they're just going to magically go away. Now, God wants you to maybe physically get down here in this altar, maybe get on your knees at your house, whatever God wants you to do. He wants you to address that. Because if we just ignore it, it gets worse. It gets worse. And it causes bigger blockages. Talk about heart blockages and everything. If you ignore a heart blockage, it's just going to get worse. It's not just going to get better without God healing it. And God can do that, and He does do that. There's an element that God wants us. He wants us to want it. This is another thing. And I'm just throwing out this stuff, and if anybody's got anything to add to this, if y'all feel, throw anything to this. I didn't really know how to present this tonight. But this canyon is only beautiful because, well, not only, but the main thing that makes this so stunning is the light. If there was not light at night, this is not a beautiful place to be. Thor told us at night, we were walking down in there. Of course, Kathy, Cammie's mom, she wants to see a snake, but she doesn't want to see one real close. And she's asked everybody that we go on a tour with, hey, are there snakes out here? If there's snakes, like, where are they at? She said, I want to see one, but I want to see one a long way. So she asked Thor, hey, are there snakes in this canyon? And Thor said, oh, absolutely, but don't worry, we've already gone through this morning. We're like, what's that mean? He said, literally, two or three of them every morning before the tour start go through and clean up all the snakes that crawl down in there at night. And he said, sometimes, he said, just carry it. I'm like, what do you do? He said, I just get a bucket and you just, grab them, throw them in there. And he said, it's no big deal. We just take them over the hill and dump them out. I'm like, well, I tell you, I don't want that job, buddy. You can have that one. But at night, it's a different place. He told us that growing up in Native American culture in this landscape, he was always taught never to go in caves. He said, because all the things that can hurt you are in a cave because they're going there to seek shelter and stuff. I say this because at night, it can be a scary place because there's no light there. It would literally just feel like I would not want to be in there at night. I really wouldn't. It would just feel really, really weird because it's like you're in the earth. But something happens called sunshine and light. And God so often and so many times is represented by light. He is light. The light that shines into this thing is what makes it so beautiful. It's not beautiful in and of itself. In and of itself, it's a mud hole. It's a drainage ditch. But when you add light to it, when you add light to it, when you add God's light to your life, and He illuminates that little crack that you got back 5 years ago that you've even forgotten about, and He illuminates that, and you're like, man, that hurt. But man, you look back on it and you see what came out of it, and you say, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. That gash that's right there, man, that hurt when that happened. But I've seen what God has done with it, and I see His light draping over it, and I see His goodness and His love. And His goodness and His love changes minute by minute and day by day by what we need. I told you, I went in at 6:15 in the morning. If I had gone in 4:15 in the afternoon, it would have looked totally different. The shots that He took, He said He would not take them later in the day because the light wasn't there. The light had moved. It would be somewhere else. I mean, you can imagine. It's His light, it's His love that makes who we are so beautiful. And when God sees it, He sees it just like us. Everybody I've showed these pictures to said, those are amazing. Cindy, you said it. Everybody that's looked at it said, man, those were the coolest pictures when y'all were in that canyon. We went to the Grand Canyon, the Big Daddy. We took pictures, and it was cool, and it was amazing. But there was something about this one because the light changed everything. So many times, we'll go through struggles, we'll go through this stuff in our life, and we'll come and put a tarp over the top of it because we want to hide it. We so often don't want for people to see our brokenness, our struggles. The worst thing you guys can do is get out of this. God, fix the issues. God, take y'all to the place you're supposed to be and never tell anybody about it. That would be an absolute injustice to what y'all have walked through if you don't tell somebody. If you don't get out on the other side and God has dealt with things and taken you where He wants to take you and you pretend like this part of your life didn't happen, you would be doing an injustice to so many people. Because this is happening because you can get into a lot of stuff. But I'll tell you one reason it's happening is so you can tell somebody else there's hope and God's real. And I know I've walked through it. I've walked through addiction and I've come out on the other side. And God's healed me, He's changed me, and He can do the same for you. If you keep that quiet, you're not doing it right. Tell your story. Tell your hurts. Tell your pains. You guys have walked through tremendous pain. But there's tremendous beauty in your life. There's not a person in this church that doesn't see you guys and see absolute beautiful, beautiful people. Don't hide it. Because God has something to do with it. He wants to shine it. God looks at this canyon. You see those divots? You see them? You can see it good in that picture. Rocks have smashed it. Limbs have smashed it. Just all this stuff has smashed it. But when you go in there as a tourist, you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I've got my camera out. I'm trying to take pictures of it. I'm blown away by it. It impacts me. It impacts me. When I see you guys' life, I'm impacted. When I see you walk and overcome struggles through God, I'm impacted. Others are impacted. If we hide that, if we cover this up with sticks and we say, this place doesn't exist, it's just an ugly drainage ditch that nobody ever needs to go to, it's not seen. It is not seen. I don't know what time it is. So like the canyon, as life goes on with God, we get deeper and deeper. This canyon is deeper than it used to be. I don't know how many years, and you could get into that, and I'm sure Thor could tell us, and I don't remember. But if you had gone to this canyon 300 years ago, it wouldn't have been this deep. It would have been cool. At some point, this canyon was waist high. At some point, it was out in the desert, and you're walking through this canyon, it's waist high, and all it is literally a ditch. But it gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And every time it rains, it gets deeper. Every time the wind blows really, really hard, it gets a little bit deeper. Every time a massive flood comes through there, tearing ladders off walls and just destroying all this stuff, it gets deeper. usually the more difficult storms make a bigger impact and take it deeper than the light stuff. What are we doing with the storms? Are we allowing them to take us deeper with God? The struggles that we walk through, our daily lives, those daily grinds, those things that you think, this is just too big for me, I can't deal with this. Are we letting that build up? Are we letting that stuff pile up in the floor? Or are we letting it do what it naturally wants to do and take us deeper? And I mean deeper, I mean closer to God. I mean closer to Him. More beautiful. Because I tell you, at waist high, I'm not driving to Page, Arizona to see this thing. I specifically went here to see this ditch. I told Kami, I said, I want to go here. She's like, looks cool to me, let's go. I mean, we were going to the Grand Canyon. I said, but if I'm out there, I'm going to see this ditch. Because this is one cool place. If it had only been this high, I wouldn't have been interested in seeing it. In our lives, sometimes I personally want to live my life this deep. I don't want to go through those things. Nobody does. Because life is tough. You guys, life's tough. Throws you curveballs. It's tough. It's difficult. Why am I here, God? I don't understand. But it's making you beautiful. It's making you into something that God wants to show other people. God is creating something unique in you. He wants to shine His light for all the world to see. See, here, Thor spoke English. He spoke Navajo, whatever that was. And that's a cool language. There's a lady out there that sang us a little Navajo song. I was impressed. I tried to sing it, embarrassed myself. He spoke Mandarin. Odd. He needs to speak Mandarin. You know how many Chinese and Asian people were out there? Literally, busloads. I mean, like, it had Chinese writing across the side, and it said, American tours in English, and it had some Chinese that probably said, we're getting all y'all's money and taking up space. We love y'all. Very nice people. I'm not being ugly. But there's a lot of people from around the world. He said that the guides spoke like they had the capability of speaking 20 or 30 different languages between all the guides. So if I came up and I was from France and I spoke French, there was a guide in there, they'd say, hey, go get with, you know, this guy. He'll take you through because he can speak to you. And we heard him speak a little Mandarin because there was some Chinese people behind us, or I don't know. One thing, I don't know where you speak Mandarin. I know it's an orange. Oh, it's somewhere in Asia. But they come from all around the world. They come from all around the world, not around the U.S. Although I promise you, we had more people ask us where we were from than those people from China did. I promise you that. I did not speak to one soul that didn't make fun of what I talked or ask me where I was from, did we? I don't know. I guess they're just jealous. God is creating something in you that He wants the whole world to see. They come from all over the world to see this canyon. Let's live our lives in such a way that we take these things that we've walked through, these experiences that we've had, these good things. We've had so many good things. You have tough things. You have life. Let's live our life in such a way that we allow God to shine on it. We invite God in the light of who He is and the light of His goodness into our lives. So that it looks like some of these pictures, it looks like the place is on fire. There's a certain time of day, and I tried to catch it with that very last slide that I didn't take. It almost looks like they're on fire. It almost looks like the place, that one. It's such an orange glow. It looks like it's on fire. How many times has God called us to be on fire for Him? He wants us to burn for Him. He wants us to be on fire for Him. Not for our glory, but for His glory. To show the way to who He is. To show others that I can't do this on my own. On my own, I'm an ugly drainage ditch. But with God in the mix, when I let God and I keep my stuff cleaned out. I keep all this stuff pushed out of the way, and I allow this water to flow through me. I allow His living water to flow through me to bless other people. What can He do? He'll have busloads of Chinese ladies coming from across the world just to come see you burn. Just to come see, what are you about? What makes this canyon so amazing? And they'll see that it's the light that makes it so amazing. Thor told us the thing that makes a good picture and a bad picture, one thing only, is the light. He said, without the light, you don't have a good picture. He said, you got to know where the light's at. He said, I know where the light's at. Show others where the light's at. He guided us through. He took my cell phone and He said, this is where the light is at. This is where you're going to see the brightest, greatest picture. Don't be afraid, guys, to show people your scars. We want to walk around, you know, I want to walk around like I've got it all together. And James, he's got it all together, you know. I've even heard it before. We've heard it. Oh, y'all's kids are perfect. No, they're not perfect. They're good kids. We're blessed. But they're people like everybody else. We want to appear, and we try to do that, but we want to put our best foot forward with everybody. Yeah, they got it together. Oh, they're dealing with this thing just perfectly. Now, sometimes we don't deal with things good, and it's okay to let other people know that. It's okay to say, you know what, I can't deal with this. I can't do it without God. Point to Him. Let His light come into your heart, this canyon of our heart. And that's the gist of what I feel like God wanted us to kind of get across tonight. That's why I brought my family pictures up here, just to try to give you guys a visual of this place that God spoke something to me in. Has anybody got anything they want to add to this? Anything at all? You don't have to, but if y'all want to. If not, let's... I just want to go to God right now, and if y'all need to leave some stuff at this altar, if y'all need to clear some stuff out and leave it here and say, God, I'm ready for you to... You can go ahead and start some worship music if you want to. Don't intentionally leave stuff in there so God can't use you. Say, you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of this water flowing through me. I'm tired of the erosion. I'm just going to let it build up. I'm going to ignore it, and I'm not going to let it happen anymore. You're denying people of the living water of God. You're directly impacting, in a negative way, other people. Let God use you. Clean the stuff out, whatever it is that's in there that you need cleaned out. Clean it out. Leave it with Him. Now, it's work, but I tell you something. He don't make you do it by yourself. He'll be standing right next to you in that ditch. And He'll have one end of that log and you'll have the other. And you say, God, help me get this out. He may not do it all for you, but as long as you reach down to pick that thing up, I promise you, He will meet you there right then. And He will carry most of it, okay? He just wants you to want it. He wants you to want to be used. I've had times in my life that I didn't care anything about being used. I'm just trying to survive. Want it. Ask God to help you want it. Let's clean it out and let's be the beautiful, magnificent canyon that God designed us to be. Let's draw the world in to see our beauty. And then let's just cover them with God's grace and His mercy and His living water. Heavenly Father, we thank You, God, for tonight. We thank You for who You are. We thank You for showing us who You are in this beautiful world that You've created for us to see and explore, God. I thank You for showing me myself in that canyon. I pray, God, that You've shown others tonight themselves in that canyon. I pray that we clean out the things in our life that we need to clean out, God, so that we can be beautiful. We don't hide it. We don't cover it up. We don't pretend like things didn't happen or aren't painful or we did things perfectly, God. We don't do that, God, but we let the world see through Your light. You illuminate us and let the world see who You are through us, God. We love You, God, And it's your Son's holy and precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray, and that we can come to your throne tonight, God. It's in His wonderful name, and it's through His blood and His sacrifice, God, that we can even open this Bible and even begin to understand it, God. We thank You so much for who You are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.